Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you so much. As we worship the Lord there, hope does have a name. If you are living in your life right now and you feel like there is no hope, know that Jesus is there for you. I want to welcome everyone who's here with us in person. I want to welcome those who are here with us on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe, follow us there, do all those things. Comment especially helps to get the word out there. And welcome to those who are on our phone live streaming service also. If you need that number, see me after the service. I'll be glad to give that to you. On our church website, if you're at home there, you can go to highlandbaptistchurch.com, just a couple of tabs over under the info tab. You can download today's worship bulletin. These are at the doors as you came in, so be sure to grab one of those with some of the upcoming events there. We have children's worship bulletins, one for ages 3 and up, one for ages 7 and up. They're in the windowsill here to my right. You can grab them on the way to children's church. You can grab them anytime during the service. I encourage you to pick those up for your kids. Even those that don't get used, we still use those on Fridays with the food share ministry. We use them over at the Ministry Center for Kids who may be here for that. So I encourage you to pick those up, use those, share those with others. You can also download that under the info tab as well as your prayer list for this week. So just want to encourage you to get those things so you can be following along with the things that are going on in the service. If you're one of our guests this morning, we want to encourage you to pick up one of these gift bags on the sides of the stage or at the doors as you leave today. It's just a way we want to say welcome. Thank you for being here with us. It's got some information about our church. It's got some gifts in it that we want to give to you to say thank you for being here with us this morning. So be sure you get one. Be sure if you brought a guest that they get one. So thank you so much for everybody being here this morning. Brother Mike, if you will.
Good morning, all. Take your hymn books or sing with the screens, and let's all join the choir as we sing hymn 136, Are You Washed in the Blood? Hymn 136.
Are you garnished
Well, you'll notice in your bulletins, we have our missionary moment at this time. I want to encourage you to take a look at your bulletins about our missionaries of the week, Dave and Amy Knotts. They are serving the Central Asian peoples. They are some of our IMB missionaries. They're in that area. They're helping to share the gospel. Pray that God would continue to use technology that he is already using there to help Dave and Amy reach the people of Central Asia. Also, you'll see underneath that, too, the prayer requests from our Moldova missionaries. Missionaries and the interns that they have that are coming this fall or there this fall, Paige and Olivia. Pray for them. Pray for that need that's listed there. But we are still emphasizing our golden offering for Tennessee missions. And I thought we would end this Sunday with our videos, but we actually have another one we're going to show next week also. But we wanted to share with you another one of the ministries that this offering goes to support across college campuses across the state of Tennessee. This offering goes to just missions work here in the state of Tennessee. So pray about giving as you watch this video.
Gen Z is the anxious generation, and they are a generation also known for isolation, known for just like desperately needing community. They need the church to come alongside them and allow them to be the primary disciple makers, for the students to have mentors, to have like leaders in their life that can point them to Jesus in that season.
The Great Commission commands us to go, so it's imperative that we raise up the next generation and train and equip them to serve and make Jesus known across the state and around the world. And what greater way to do that than through the WMU scholarships? So when Tennessee Baptists give through the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions, a portion of that goes to scholarships for students here in Tennessee who are either attending a Tennessee college or one of the Southern Baptist seminaries. And it's provided for the students who have either been involved in missions during their student years and or are going into missions or full-time ministry. It's really exciting to see a lot of the recipients have gone on to become either church staff, leaders in their church, missionaries, serving in various ministries, Christian counseling, kids outreach, all types of different ministries across Tennessee and around the world.
The WMU scholarship allowed me to pursue my dreams of going into full-time ministry. It set me up at MTSU to pursue communication, which now is enabling me to study biblical Hebrew and Greek, and it allows me to simply reach the next generation.
That God sent his son, Christ Jesus, into the world so that whoever trusts in him, believes in him, will not perish but have everlasting life.
Currently, I serve as the student pastor at Springfield Baptist, and so I've been here for almost 2 years. And so I serve middle and high schoolers, and we share Jesus with them, help them grow in their spiritual formation. My heart is to see students like Christ formed in them, and for them to love God, love people, and make disciples. That really is why I do what I do.
So I'm the Women's Discipleship Director, and I get to lead ladies in Bible studies. I plan those on a weekly basis, and I love to meet with ladies and not only help them draw closer to the Lord and listen to their stories, but also help them get connected with other ladies in the church and really provide community for those ladies. I think the scholarship is really helpful for the next generation of leaders, because just for us to know that there are other people that support them, that want to come behind them, and that just affirm their call in ministry has been really helpful to me as I'm working, as I'm being a mom, as I'm going to school. It was really beneficial for me to see not only is my church family behind me, but there are also others, Tennessee Baptists across the state, that were also willing to step up and be behind someone like me.
It is vital for Tennessee Baptists to reach the next generation, because the next generation isn't the church of tomorrow, it's the church of today. If we want to see the church flourish, if we want to see a great awakening in our country and our state, it begins with them.
We do want to encourage you to be thinking about that as you think about and pray about giving towards the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. That missions offering is an investment in the future generations of leaders throughout our Tennessee Baptist Convention, as well as Southern Baptists nationwide and worldwide. So pray for those missionaries who are serving across college campuses. Those are not just Christian college campuses. Those are secular campuses that they're reaching kids for Christ and encouraging them in their mission work. work as they continue those endeavors following the Lord's guidance. So let's pray for them and pray for our missionaries of the week. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blessing of this day. Thank you for bringing us here to worship you. We want to uplift this morning Dave and Amy Knotts. We ask prayer for them, Lord, that you'll just continue to bless them in the area of technology that they're using there to reach the Central Asian peoples. Lord, just open up windows of opportunity there and doors of opportunity for them to share the gospel more with others. Father, be with our Moldova missionaries, especially